This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Is he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, technically, third hour of the broadcast tonight, because I was on for an hour with the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf and Del Bigtree, prepping for the Total Health Conference in Toronto, Canada, May 11th, 12th, and the 13th. So I'm not, Superdon thinks I'm complaining. I'm just sort of like frustrated because the technology handoff from the video thing I did to the YouTube that we do simulcast when we're live here. And I was like more frustrated with myself because I was like, I should know how to do this, but I didn't do it all right. But we got it up and running in a few minutes. Hey, I'll be all right, how much I care for our YouTube community that they missed, 5-10 minutes of the opening of the show. Yeah. Kind of bumming.
I'm over it now. All right. Well,
you know what? There's more. I've got that Northern Colorado Hemp Expo coming up, mm-hmm. right? And it's in the show notes with the other upcoming events. I'm going to just see that. That's the 6th and the 7th. But I was also invited. Do you remember Mish Parikh, is it?
From, of course, yeah.
My Compassion.
From My Compassion, Michigan.
Yeah. And his wife, Heidi.
Mm-hmm.
They reached out to me and asked me if I would come up and speak at their Treating Cancer with Cannabis Symposium.
Nice.
How cool is that? So that if all goes cool. well, I'll be back up in the Detroit area, right near the Detroit airport, Metro. They're hosting it at the Sheraton Hotel on Sunday, June the 3rd. So if all goes accordingly, our friends in Michigan, Detroit area, you got to go see the Treating Cancer with Cannabis Conference, and I'll be speaking there, and I'll be broadcasting my Sunday show live from that event. So again, we'll add it when we're 100% confirmed, but it's looking pretty good, Super D. So I'll let you know when we add it into the mix.
Excellent. Yeah, that'll be fun. Bish is a good guy, doing a lot of good work.
Good people, very good people, doing great work there. So. This hour, epigenetics versus genetics. I mean, what are you going to say? If you talk technical turkey, I guess you could say. The headline reads, Genetics or Lifestyle, a study brings new hope for improving our health. And did we not or did we not debate using, help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're my only hope. Right? A new hope.
A new hope, yes.
Right? Somebody is a Star Wars nerd that wrote the headline. They didn't think we'd catch it, but we did.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a question of nature versus nurture. I remember growing up in school, and then that was something we discussed, nature versus nurture. They didn't have epigenetics, so it was all about you learn genetics and Mendel and all, Gregor and Mendel, all this stuff. And it was like, oh, yes, your eye color is determined this way. But it was all genetic determinism. And as you grow up further into the medical realities of allopathic, Western, reductionist, materialistic, collectivist, socialist mindsets, did I have enough adjectives there for you, Superdon?
Yes.
You begin to see how much of a victim mentality that goes with modern collectivist science, biological sciences. It's all predetermined. It's all the luck of the draw. You know, your genes are your roadmap, and there ain't no changing lanes, right? If you got cancer in your family, remove them boobies, Angelina Jolie. Some have said to me that she never had them to begin with. I don't know what to make of that, but I will leave that alone. But the idea that our genes determine our future is old,
news. It's not even correct news. The reality is the environment, right? This is the concept of nurture, right? How you're raised determines what you believe. What you believe determines what you do. What you do determines what happens to you. You know, manifesting cancer by eating all of the wrong foods. Now, for those of you who say, well, that doesn't make sense because I have a friend who ate organic and he was raw and he still got cancer, I ask you, what was his lineage? In other words, his strengths and weaknesses, because I'm not throwing out genetics altogether. Because in homeopathy, we have something called miasms, inherited predispositions, if you will, that can manifest when we do the wrong thing. Because these things are kind of echoes of our former selves, past lives, or our ancestry, right? This information is passed down through the code. But we have an ability at any point in time to transform and live differently based on a different belief. And we were talking with the Doc of Detox before the show today about this concept that, you know, your parents drum into you their belief system, whether it's correct or not, irrelevant. It's what is going to be drummed into you, and it's going to alter the way you perceive the world. Until maybe you wake up and go, ooh, I love them, they're nice, but they didn't know, like, they taught me wrong, right? So you start to live differently if you catch on to this. And then what manifests is different. I had allergies. I was borderline asthmatic. I had eczema. I had skeletal inflammation. I had gastrointestinal diseases and inflammation. I don't know, my grandpa, they didn't have that. I asked them. My aunts and uncles, they didn't have that growing up. I asked them. My mom and dad, they didn't have that. I asked them. So how was it genetic? Right? Was I the first one with the genetic disorder of all of the things I mentioned and more I didn't? Or was I born into an environment, vaccinated, fast food, food grown with pesticides, and vulnerable to these exposures in New York City for the first 6 years of my life in that area and then beyond? So this is the everlasting gobstopper question, nature or nurture? Super Don, where do you fall in this argument, or do you have a dog in the fight?
I think that there are certain things that can give you a predisposition in certain things, certain areas, from a genetic standpoint, but I think the majority of it, the vast majority of it, has to do with your environment and you know, how, you know, what you eat, what you breathe, you know, what you're exposed to. This seems common sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there are some genetic traits and things, obviously, that can be passed down from generation to generation. But and you know what? You're right, because, you know, when we were younger, that's what we were taught, like in school and stuff. Yeah. You know, here's the genetics and the things and that whatever.
It. Yeah.
But as we've seen with a lot of scientific theories over the years, as time has gone on, they have discovered that there's way more involved here. It's not that simple. Because, you know, it was very simple to say, oh, it's just genetic, and that's the end of the conversation, right? No, sorry, there's nothing we can do about it.
But
you just have to take some drugs, or you have to get some surgery, or get some radiation or something, right?
But it becomes what? An issue of good luck and bad luck, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And they would say that.
Yes.
They would say that. You know, it's just like the magic 8-ball, you know? Yeah. Sorry.
I really despise that, Super Don. I really did. Growing up, I was like, you know, that seems just so unfair, right? You say, life is unfair. Ultimately, I think life is fair. It's impartial. It's not attached to these things necessarily like we might be. But the idea of genetic determinism means, again, it is, well, my parents, this, that, I'm unlucky, right? And I have no control over it. There's no way to change it. And it's like, what's the point of life then if it doesn't matter what you do? Really, to that point, I'm like, what's the point? And then you begin to realize that doesn't resonate right with me. Maybe it doesn't resonate right with you. But maybe you don't know how it resonates because you were savaged and ravaged by drugs like I was growing up, medical. And food that wasn't filled with the nutrients that I needed and that everybody would need. And so it manifested as disease treated with drugs and other things. But the victim concept is not a play. You know, I know a lot of people that dig it. You know, there are people that really live off of the victim status. They thrive off of it. They own their disease, right? And they're victims. Of course, there are other people that have quote-unquote diseases or disabilities that triumph and rise above it and are examples to us all of, like, my gosh, you think you got problems? Look at this, and look what this person overcame. So there's always somebody, or there's always a bigger fish, you know, those kinds of statements. But I don't buy into the victim mentality, other than you have the freedom to believe you're a victim, and then it becomes true. But we participate in our own victimhood, if you will. Another, Del Bigtree was talking about this concept of, like, you know, being so in tune that you get the spider sense that says, don't go down that alley. You know, I mean, sometimes it's common sense, but sometimes it's just a place you always go. But today it says, you know, don't go down that alley, take a right instead of going down that alley. And how are we sensitive enough to listen to those messages if we are so tarnished by medical drugs and heavy metals, like I was as a kid? I didn't know what my body was saying, because every time it said something, we gave it a drug to shut it up. And so the idea of communication on a cellular level is destroyed by the medicines that we are given immediately when there's a symptom. Every day, Super Don, I talk to somebody just about every day who's afraid for their children, and they end up giving them an ibuprofen or a Tylenol, particularly for fever. And they're holistically inclined. Every one of them are like, I'm trying not to do antibiotics, da, 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 but I gave them the. And so they're so close, but they're still operating in fear, because we've lost the tribal knowledge, and we've turned that tribal knowledge over to government representatives of the pharmaceutical state, doctors, who tell you, yeah, Tylenol, ibuprofen, fever's bad, it's dangerous. What was your fever? 103? That's not even close to dangerous, honestly. It's not.
Right.
And so you suppress the healing, and then you create chronic disease, and then they say, oh, that chronic disease was genetic. No, it was induced by what you did in fear, in ignorance. The drugs induced what you are now going to call, a genetic roulette wheel landing on the wrong number.
Yep. And, you know, in this particular study, they're talking about specifically about the microbiome.
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing how, you know, a person's microbiome is, you know, it is not really connected much to the human biome, the human genome, versus the bacterial genome. So it's just, you know, your microbiome, your gut, is something you have control over.
And it determines.
You can make
so
it worse.
Much. Yeah.
You can make it better. You know, I mean, it's entirely up to what you do with it.
Yeah, another reason to try all you can to have a vaginal birth due to the microbiome start.
Yeah, you know, I tried that once. Wasn't a big fan of vaginal birth. It's kind of a pain in the.
You don't have a vagina? How is that possible? Super Don, all these years.
I have they call it a mangina.
Oh, okay. we're getting to places I didn't expect we would go. But Super Don is back, and I'm grateful. I am. Listen, they are so desperate to keep you in a drugged culture. FDA, minions, doctors. Wait till you hear what they say next. Another study coming up.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science, and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
How desperate are the medical minions to keep you on drugs, to keep you on FDA pharmaceuticals? Whoa, if this next study doesn't tell you how desperate they are, nothing will. Now, we perceive that these chronic disease ailments are due to, in many cases, nutritional deficiencies. Of course, we would argue better eating habits, whole foods, foods that are rife with nutrients, minerals, etc., or supplementing whole food sources of these really key minerals for health would be a good idea. All right? So would we say that changing your future, like we opened the segment, last segment on epigenetics, changing your diet will impact on genetic expression, alter your future for the better. So, eating matters. What you eat matters. What you put in your body matters. But the concern here is, not that that isn't true, what I've just said, but they're more concerned about what happens to a small percentage of people who have chronic ailments, who do what I would argue is a much better thing to do, that is, change your dietary intake and then be better. Well, what do they go to? You want to talk about people who focus on and dwell on negativity. I mean, in a million years, you'd think, well, that's where they went? To argue against diet instead? Stay on drugs because it's really a drug deficiency? Oh, no, Robert, we know it's not a drug deficiency. But, my gosh, if some of these folks change their diet, they might have an eating disorder that manifests. I'm not kidding. This is where they went. This is in the International Journal of Eating Disorders, published just a few days ago. Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine in Chicago. And they are concerned now that by telling people they need to alter their eating habits in order to be well, instead of taking drugs, not a good plan because there might be a small percentage that don't get the memo all the way, and they might end up having disordered eating or an eating disorder. Am I describing that anywhere close to the absurdity that it sounds?
Yes, in a very articulate way.
Now, all right, now be this, less articulate.
This numbnut is a doctor of psychology. So, first off, I mean, you would be, name is Jenny, so I'm assuming it's a her.
Oh, okay.
But, you'd be hard-pressed to find a medical doctor that would agree with you on the whole concept of medicine, or food is medicine, right? You know, the hardcore doctors will laugh at you when you say that.
Yeah.
Because they think that you're being some kind of, you know, kooky, crunchy granola person who, you know, obviously hasn't figured out that science has made advances since, you know, the caveman days, right?
Right. We are way beyond food.
So, you know, I'm not surprised that a doctor of psychology is going to have even less knowledge when it comes to nutrition than a medical doctor. So, we'll just put that aside. Basically, what they're saying here is that when you have particular ailments like diabetes, they list diabetes, cystic fibrosis, celiac disease, gastrointestinal disorders, inflammatory bowel diseases, that, you know, these are things that we have talked about over the years what are they directly related to? Food, right?
Food
the type of food that you're eating. They're food-related issues. I mean, there are other, you know, contributing factors, but largely, you know, it's the food. You've got to get minerals and nutrients and things back into your system because you're suffering from a deficiency in these areas, or you've got something else that's interacting in a negative way that you can treat by the way that you eat and the way that you supplement with whole food supplements, right?
Yes.
So in this case, a doctor of psychology is worried that if people change the way they eat, that they're suddenly going to become psychologically and mentally ill with some type of eating disorder. And so to boil it down, what this doctor is saying is it's much smarter and much safer and a better idea to just take the medication for your problem than to change the way that you eat.
Wow. You can't make this stuff up.
This is for real.
For the small percentage of people that will be deranged because they change their diet, everybody should just stay on the drugs. Right? What is the chapter in Unlock the Power to Heal all about this issue? The road to colostomy bags is paved with antibiotics and prednisone, and Jenny H. Conviser, PsyD, from the Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine, who says, don't change your eating habits. We don't want you to have an eating disorder. Could be orthorexic. We would rather have you stay on the drugs that don't address any of the real reasons why you have the problem to begin with. Keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll help you out of this mess. And it is a medical mess.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to rsbreports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you. 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline. 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax $10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, cranking it up for health, freedom, and healing liberty. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on GCN or home and broadcast radio syndication. Hey, Super Don, I like this McKenzie on the board. He's confident. He's cocky. He's brash, right? Yeah. He's like not at all unsure of himself, and that's good, you know. So you know we don't have
he's with us on Thursdays, right?
Yeah.
I mean, is that awesome or what? Thursdays were like the day when like we're just all nervous and high anxiety.
We don't know. So McKenzie, are you with us on Thursdays now regularly? Are we counting on you, or is that just too much to ask?
You can count on me.
We just,
hey,
right on.
All
count
right.
On him. We're there. All right. I think there's a song. Count on me. Da, da, when, no, that's not it, is it?
Yeah, no.
Lean on me.
That's lean on me.
Right. All right. Change the words. I have authority to do so on my own.
All show. Right. Okay.
Okay, well, listen, we were talking a lot about right to keep and bear arms with Jonathan Niebuhr tonight. That was a great discussion, and it went places that very few shows go to, even on this front. And I love the fact that he was willing to roll with me on the anti-commandeering doctrine regarding federalism. You know, the states, states' rights, when it is appropriate, when it is not. And we you know, discuss the nuance between cannabis and illegal immigration. Okay, but the firearm issue, man, people are deranged on this issue. Right? They want to ban every gun, ban the scary-looking guns, even, you know, Chipper Jones, former baseball player for the Atlanta Braves. Great guy, but he's like, he's a hunter. He's like, well, I don't see any reason why we should have AR-15s. He's like, well, you don't want one, that's fine, but it doesn't mean you get to say I don't. But the idea here is blame the NRA for everything. So in order to find out if this is valid or not, we have got to go back into the scientific realm.
Is that from something, or did you just make that up?
What is this?
Who is this genius?
What a piece of junk.
Junk science.
Is this really a scientific study? Somebody did this and said, my gosh.
Well, it was done by some, like, this kind of third-rate community college, I think.
Okay, well, I'm not saying the community college can never do
good
science.
No, I take that back. This was actually Harvard Medical School.
Yeah, like we said, a community college has done this. So, based on the headline, I'm saying it. Here's the headline. Mm-hmm. Gun injuries fall. When do they fall? Well, apparently during NRA conventions, because apparently approximately 80,000 gun owners, Second Amendment supporters, get together wherever the NRA has their annual meeting. And even though that's, there are 100 million at least gun owners, that's 80,000, that's a fraction of 1%. So what you mean to tell me is that when the fraction of 1% of all gun owners in America get together to have a convention, suddenly all gun injuries just cease to exist, or almost, they just, are you kidding me? Who, this is Harvard. This is why I didn't go to Harvard, among many other reasons. You can't make this up, but apparently they did.
Well, let me give you an explanation. This is my opinion here. Here's I had the same reaction when I read this, and it kind of irritated me because first off, they're saying that during the annual convention, when, as you said, these 80,000 gun owners that attend the convention. It says here that the rate of firearm-related injuries falls by 20% nationwide. Okay? And, all right. First, you have to ask yourself, why would Harvard Medical School spend the time on conducting this study? What medical, legitimate medical reason, what search for the mysteries of scientific theory were they trying to explore and discover by conducting this study? This study was obviously, and I mean, I'm not a scientist, but I think I'm pretty close to the mark here. Yeah. This study was done specifically to try and, in my opinion, prove an already established opinion by the people here at Harvard. And this is the reason why there's a lot of junk science out there, because what you have is you have a science department that will say, you know what, we believe that guns are dangerous. We believe that guns kill people. Okay? So what kind of study can we come up with here that will prove that?
How do we design and something that will do? Yeah.
That is the opposite of how true science is supposed to work, okay? Yeah. Because, you know, the NRA came out after this was published, and they laughed at it because they said, look, if you take a quick glance at the numbers, it says it all, okay? Yeah. There's 100 million gun owners in America, okay, with 80,000 of them that are attending the NRA annual meeting. That is less than 1/10 of 1% of American gun owners. So how is it if you've got 1/10 of 1% of the gun owners who happen to be all in one building and off the street, that that is somehow going to drop gun-related injuries 20% across the country? That is impossible. It is literally impossible.
Well, unless Super Don, that these 80,000 NRA members are responsible for 20% of all gun deaths on that one weekend of the
year.
I don't need
to break out the calculator to look at this and go, that's just a bunch of BS. This is ridiculous, and it's embarrassing. It should be embarrassing for Harvard.
I want to just say, think about the criminals that use firearms. Do you think they're dues-paying members of the NRA or any other organization? Come on. Really? They're going out and thieving and killing and robbing and maiming and raping, whatever, and they're using fire. They're not members of the NRA. Much less, you know, to claim that 80,000 members of the NRA out of 100 million gun owners that happen to go to the weekend convention once a year are responsible for 20% of all gun-related. Yeah, you're right. It's beyond. I mean, I don't know
it's
what they're
dumb.
Smoking over
it's
there
just,
at Harvard.
It's just dumb. And the, yeah. I guess the, one of the people that was involved in the study, you know, says, well, you know, this research was not intended to explain exact causes and effects. What? Why do you, this is another example, and this is, you know, Robert, there are very few things that just frustrate me and want me to bang my head into the wall when I read these things. Thank you very much. And so much of it has to do with these studies that come out where they, you know, you got a headline. Yeah. Again, let's look at the headline. Gun injuries fall during NRA conventions. Okay? Then you talk to the person that's running the study, that conducted the study, and they say something like, oh, well, it wasn't intended to explain exact cause and effect. Well, then why did you do the study, and why did you publish the study if you weren't trying to prove any cause and effect? It's crap. This is intended to jump on the let's ban all guns bandwagon because of the school shooting that happened in Florida. That's all this is. This is you piling on the NRA.
Why doesn't Harvard do a study showing how damaging and dangerous doctors are who vaccinate?
Well, okay. And here's what I'm going to say this, and then I'll get off my soapbox that's on fire and flaming right now. You know, so many times when we bring up a study on this show that favors the use of a natural substance, that the skeptics jump into the freaking chat room and start lecturing us on how correlation does not equal causation, okay? They love to bring that out. Oh, your logical fallacy is... Okay? Where are these people on this particular study? Why are they not going, you know what, this is crap. This is junk science. I can't believe that this is even published in the mainstream media. This is irresponsible. What is wrong with Harvard? Silence. It's crickets from these guys when this kind of stuff comes out. But if you happen to mention something about, you know, a supplement or something.
By the way, doctors are far more dangerous than guns. If you want to save children, ban doctors. No, I'm not exaggerating. You know, the study originally done in Israel, of all places, and duplicated around the world, is that when doctors stop showing up for work at hospitals, mortality rates in that area, in that country, like in Israel that it happened, drop precipitously. And it doesn't go back up. Mortality, death rates don't go back up until the doctors go back to work. So if you really are concerned about the safety and health of children, ban doctors. Because licensing them is apparently not enough. They're doing tremendous damage despite their license, or maybe because of it. That's all I'll say about that. I got to chill out.
Prostitucci on the left hand side. Prostitucci on the left hand side. It's a
bunny. Is that a joint, man? Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
On the left hand side.
All right, cannabis update time, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Where are we going? Chilling out. Why? Well, this is something that's actually pretty cool, really good. This is a study that is amazing, and it only validates perhaps our bias. But it wasn't always my bias. Remember, I was as ignorant about cannabis much of my life as most people were. I didn't indulge in it. I didn't use it. I'm an avid supporter of the use of CBD, cannabidiol, however you want to use it, because it's helping people. It helped my wife get through. She's alive today because of CBD. But the entire plant, to ban it, it's a crime against creation, in my opinion. Why? Because we've got thousands of people dying. Is it every month, Super Don, thousands of people dying from the opioid use, addiction, death?
It's somewhere in the neighborhood of 115 a day.
Yeah, so we're talking serious deaths happening, okay? Now, our friends in Minnesota, this is where our broadcast syndicator, GCN, is in Minnesota. You'll be happy to know that your medical marijuana program is, in fact, doing what we have been reporting, eliminating opioid use. Pain patients taking medical cannabis are reporting improvements related to sleep and reduced anxiety and, of course, no longer needing to take the opioids that are apparently such a crisis that Jeff Sessions wants to come after cannabis still. Or the FDA wants to come after
kratom
still. Right. Yeah. Or homeopathy. The feds want to go after homeopathy.
Or don't forget about Imodium.
Imodium,
We got to go after Imodium, anti-diarrheal medicine. Yes.
Right. This is the brilliance of the federal government. They are responsible for the opioid crisis. And one last mention out of Denver. A mistrial was declared this week for a cannabis church leaders charged with open and public marijuana consumption. They apparently couldn't find jurors willing to sit down and say that whatever they were doing was even against the law. They couldn't even get impanel a jury. Folks, it's changing. The times, they are changing. When we come back, how about a little Elvis?
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hands, touch your hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Oh, sweet Caroline,
love, love, love.
I've never seen so good,
so good, so good, so good.
Oh,
Elvis Presley song, and Super Don came in with a Neil Diamond song sang by Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley. I had no idea.
How cool is that, huh? Now, I know you're a Barry Manilow fan, but, you know, that certainly ratchets Neil Diamond up the cool factor a little bit, knowing Elvis did his song. Little?
Or it brought Elvis down. I don't know.
Of course he would say that. the Jewish Elvis, they used to call Neil Diamond at a certain point early in his career. Anyway, why Elvis? Why are we coming in with an Elvis song? Well, apparently, we'll get into some political healing. Maybe Elvis can heal us all politically. Elvis Presley apparently is seeking a congressional seat in Arkansas. So rumors of his death, his demise, greatly exaggerated. Because Arkansas has got Elvis Presley, a potential congressional seat held by the king of rock and roll, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
How is this possible, Super Don? Did somebody clone Elvis?
Well,
or no?
Apparently, there's this guy in Arkansas who was a part-time Elvis impersonator.
Okay.
Who also is a auto refinish technician at a custom paint shop in Star City.
Listen, Elvis loved his cars.
He was a car guy. He was a car guy. So anyway, this impersonator, I guess, to further his career as an Elvis impersonator, legally changed his name to Elvis D. Presley.
You know,
confused with Elvis A. Presley. This is Elvis D. Presley.
He didn't do as well in Elvis impersonation. He got a D, not an A. But regardless, he might be good in politics. And I'm inclined to support this guy, even though he's running against a Republican. As I say, we do not claim party affiliation here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We love liberty. But guess what? Elvis D. Presley is running for Congress in Arkansas as a libertarian.
Hey, Elvis is a libertarian. How
Elvis
cool is
a libertarian. We didn't know. And apparently, he's running against Representative Rick Crawford, Republican. Now, nothing against Rick Crawford. I don't know him. I don't know. He might be good. I don't know. But if he's not libertarian enough, leaning in the conservative way, then you know, maybe we can get Elvis Presley in there in Arkansas. Pulaski County Libertarian Party lists this guy as their candidate. I think it would be awesome. We need more, like, old dead rock stars going into politics. I think it could only improve things, don't you?
You know what? I think a dead rock star would probably do better than most politicians that are on Capitol Hill right now.
I think so.
But how cool would that be to have, like, your state congressperson...
Representative Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley.
Right. Willie Do Sweet Caroline.
Can you imagine what the campaign stops are going to be like? This guy, he's probably going to come out dressed like Elvis, right, and do the pose. And
by the way, I've got the fundraiser for the school my kid's at. They're doing an Under the Sea theme. I'm going to wear a blue sequin shirt like Neil Diamond used to wear for this thing. So if I get a picture, I might even share it with you this weekend.
Okay.
I'm just warning you. It might not be pretty, but it's going to be fun. Folks,
you're
going to
do a Neil Diamond impression?
Like, I'm not planning to do that, no, but I'm just wearing a blue sequin. My wife's going to wear a blue sequin dress, so we'll look alike. I don't know. It's going to be crazy, silly, but what the heck is life for if not craziness and silliness?
All
so
right.
We're looking forward to that. Now, CBD, again, remember, our friends at Cannavest, CB Sciences, plus CBDoil.com. When you go there, RSB15 gets you 15% off. Also, for those of you who haven't gotten the True Align Body System, the new code is RSB10 to get 10% off. If you haven't gotten that, it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Remember to modulate your immune system efficiently. Beta-glucan from our good friends at Better Way Health. BetterWayHealth.com/radio to get the really good deals. And I'm telling you, it made a difference for my kids, my wife. During the season, when we ran out, that was the week the sniffles started. Again, modulate your immune system. Makes all the difference in the world. We don't have to hyperstimulate it. Do the things we do here. Unlock the Power to Heal, the book I wrote with TMB some years ago, still valid as the day it was written, and that's available at unlockthepowertoheal.com, or if you go online to bn.com for Barnes & Noble or Amazon, it's available there, and you can have it shipped directly to you. If you go to unlockthepowertoheal.com, you get the electronic version zapped to you instantaneously. All right, Mackenzie, crank it up. We're at the end of another show. And we're ready to rock and roll into the evening. And then we'll be back with the weekend edition, heading into the weekend Friday. I know we got Dr. Frank King, Healing Revolution. If you got arthritis, you'll want to hear to that.
Sally O'Cordy tomorrow as well.
Sally O'Cordy confirmed, our vaccine activist extraordinaire from New York City. And I want to thank Jonathan Emord, Super Don, and Mackenzie, and y'all watching and listening, because the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.